Unity. The hot, dry August weather lingered into September, but fall was definitely in the air September 8 as temperatures dropped. A cool northwest wind was blowing and the Unity Warriors football team hosted their season opener, welcoming the Caribert Rebels to Pat Orobco Field, on the south side of Unity Composite High School. Although the Warriors took an early 6-0 lead, and were leading 20-8 at halftime and 28-14 at the end of the third quarter, the Rebels ultimately prevailed. With the score tied at 36-all near the end of an exciting fourth quarter, a punt single through the end zone by Rowan Severson put Caribert ahead 37-36. With only 40 seconds left on the clock, the Warriors were unable to gain enough traction to put any more points on the board. Troy Snyder, Rebels head coach, said, "It was a very exciting way to start the year. I am very proud of our entire team for an outstanding effort. Unity is a strong team with excellent coaches and we had to leave it all out on the field to get the win." The Warriors head coach, Kyle Clark, said, "Although we were disappointed to lose the game, we are really happy with a lot of what happened. We had some key guys out of the lineup, and had many players playing their first game of high school football or playing a brand new position. We were a bit messy in some areas, but the experience gained will help us moving forward." For their first game of the season, the Macklin Sabres hosted Kindersley, September 9, and had a decisive 45-18 victory. This week, Unity hosts Eatonia September 15 at 4:30 p.m. and Caribert will show off their new lights September 16 when Macklin comes to visit.